We continue our parade of Christmas guests, and it's always a pleasure to welcome into the studio the generic youth minister who is gearing up. Gearing up for Christmas. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
Happy holidays, or should I say Merry Christmas?
There you go.
I say Merry Christmas. I don't say that Happy Holidays, because, I mean, like, we all know the big holiday we're all talking about in December and everybody. It's Christmas. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, you bet.
Come on.
Come on.
And I heard you, like, talking about, like, the Beatles or something.
Yeah.
And that whole documentary. I just want to remind everyone they need to not watch that Beatles documentary.
Why?
That's like the devil's music, George.
Oh, I don't think it's the devil's music.
Oh, they sang that Helen Keller.
Helter Skelter?
Helter Skelter. and that, like, that was like the song that inspired, like, Marilyn Manson to kill all those people.
No,
and stuff.
Charles Manson. No. He stole it from the Beatles, and U2 stole it back. Then, so
well,
it's fine now.
Well, I think that the authorities need to take control of that song, get it away from U2 then, and put it like in a vault where no one can steal it anymore.
No, it's just music. I think it's pretty
like,
innocent.
It's so devil. It's all creepy and everything.
It's not creepy.
Get to the bottom, go back to the top of
that song. Yeah, that song's a little creepy.
Oh, my God. Well, the Manson murders were pretty creepy, too, George.
Well, of course they were.
I mean, I don't know why you're trying to downplay that so much.
I'm not. I'm just trying to
dedicate your whole career to downplaying the Manson
Beatles music is not Satan's music.
But anyway, I came here today because I've got a little bit of a problem.
What's the matter?
Well, you know, it's Christmas season. We always put on a Christmas pageant, and it is in disarray at our church right now.
No.
Oh, my goodness.
What's going on?
Well, I don't want to acknowledge all these problems, but one of our young people, he done went off and got to go to NYU, which is like up there somewhere.
Yeah,
New York. And they, you know, do all this artsy stuff and all this stuff. So he wrote a dramatic stage play for our Christmas pageant. We let him write the Christmas pageant. I'm like, this thing's already been written. It's in the Bible. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
George over there, he knows what I'm saying. He's like laughing because he knows what I'm saying.
Sure.
Anyway, but he wanted to reimagine it. And I think it's a little too high concept, to be quite honest with you.
What did
My
he do
high
to
concept.
It?
I mean, I think he was high, like on Dr. Pepper. Okay, so the idea is like, it's like a weary and tired grown-up Jesus who takes a break from, like, preaching and stuff and studying martial arts to travel back in time to visit his own birth to save himself from being killed by a turncoat wise man who was hired by Herod to take out baby Jesus.
Let's just go with the original story.
And it's weird, it like turns out grown Jesus finds out that the wise man also held a grudge against Joseph from like a bad business deal that turned south on him when Joseph failed to deliver like a cart of fidget spinners to Galilee. It's weird, we don't need all that. And there's like this extended fight scene in which the wise man and Joseph and grown-up time-traveling Jesus knocked down the inn with a tank that someone got a hold of somewhere.
That prop
took us forever to build. Made of plywood and all that. Anyway, it's just total mess of a stage play. But that's not even the half of it. The worst part is that the guy who's playing grown-up Jesus started an affair with the woman who was playing Mary.
Oh no.
I know it. That's uncomfortable on a lot of levels. But
yeah.
So both of them have been fired from the stage play, and so now we're looking for a new time-traveling Krav Maga Jesus.
Why don't you do it?
I can't do it. I'm the director of the pageant, George.
Oh. You know who's a great actor? Is George here.
I've been in a couple of
films. That's what I hear.
Well,
you were in that. Weren't you like in a country music movie in which you played like a cross-dresser or something?
No, that was Tim DeLauder. I was the DJ.
Oh, you played Tim DeLauder in it?
Break, yeah.
Oh, well, can you learn Krav Maga in 2 weeks?
I don't know.
How else are you going to play Jesus if you don't know Krav Maga?
Yeah, I don't know.
Is he related to Tim McGraw?
No.
Is that a different deal?
I think so.
I have a few announcements here that are going to be in our church bulletin.
Please.
Okay.
All right. You know, we're having our charity coat drive. We do this every winter. Mm-hmm. Of course, when the weather turns cold, you know, it's like, it just breaks my heart thinking of people out there, you know, being without coats. And
breaks
and
my heart,
cold.
Too.
What?
What?
Anyway, we're having our charity coat drive, and, you know, you shouldn't look a gift horse in the mouth, but the Banditos apparently changed their color scheme, and they donated all their old jackets to the coat drive.
Yeah.
And I'm appreciative, but I'm not sure we can outfit every homeless guy from here to Waco in biker gang jackets. So I don't know what to do with that, so we're scrambling right now to try to find more jackets. So if you guys have any jackets for our coat drive or coats, we're taking overcoats, they can be lined or whatever, please donate them to the church. Go by, it's the Generic Youth Minister Church.
Oh, that's what it's called.
I didn't know that.
You've taken ownership.
Up off of 18012.
Where is it?
And also a reminder that this Christmas season, give the gift of your time to your loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
Spend time with
loved ones. That's what counts.
Yes, that's the only way you can learn that they annoy the H-E double hockey sticks out of you. That's fun that I'm talking about funny stuff.
So much fun. Also,
we're having the lock-in for our youth group. It's this weekend, and we'll be having a Kirk Cameron movie marathon.
Also,
we're having an ice cream social for the senior citizens because, you know, they can't eat solid foods and stuff.
In December?
So, what?
In December, you're doing ice cream?
Did anybody hear George's voice? He, like, had bubble throat or something.
That was weird. Kind of weird.
Anyway, you guys have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
There's a reason for the season.
Yeah. A reason for the season. Generic youth minister.